And actually, people should remember there are rules around how you run business. Sometimes you have to go into administration because you can't pretend to be running a business that's working when it isn't. I think people forget that.
Yeah.
Where we are now then, I've spoken to Jason this week who, you know, talked about the fact that him and Eddie had a meeting with Max when Eddie Mitchell was going to move on to clarify where they were and the future of the club. And they came back with grins on their faces. So Max Deming is obviously here to stay.
Yes.
That has to be magnificent news for supporters, because all the time since he's been at the club, doing what he's done and investing the money, everyone always worries, oh, what if he goes? What if he goes? That's the thing that's said. So you must feel now that, actually with the way he's bought the shares he's now taken on, he's actually reaffirmed his position as somebody who wants to be here for a while.
Yes, I mean, nobody could, again, demonstrate more commitment than actually buying the other half of the football club. And now as the sole owner of the club, I think everybody will clearly see, you know, his intention to push the club even beyond where we are today. And it's incredibly reassuring, you know, for our fans who are the one common loyalty, you know, denominator, should I say, in any football club. You know, chairman, board, players, managers come and go, but the fans are the heart, the heartbeat of any football club. So I'm absolutely thrilled for them that we have an owner, you know, who is not only capable of taking the club forward financially, but also has the desire to. And it's reassuring for all of our staff. Mm. Whenever people tend to forget the staff at a football club, you know, the two sets of bodies that are constantly mentioned are the players, including the management of the players and the supporters. But the staff are an integral part of, you know, any business, and a football club is a business. So this is incredibly reassuring, you know, for all the staff, all the heads of departments, that, you know, they are going to have an opportunity now, you know, to clearly demonstrate their levels of skill. And the demands will be high, but the rewards will be great.
How do you envisage your role going forward? Will you be the day-to-day chairman, looking after day-to-day, or is that Neil Blake's responsibility? How will it work? Are you going to be the main man who will do this sort of thing, talk to the media, front the board, and represent Max?
Well, I think certainly the latter, you know, will definitely be one of my responsibilities in dealing with through Max, dealing with, you know, with the media. You know, I think it's something that, you know, I've done on and off for the last 4 years in any event. And I think the day-to-day running of the football club, you know, will definitely be the chief executive's responsibility, as, again, in any business, the chief executive will be, you know, responsible for the day-to-day running. I am absolutely going to be hands-on. I'm going to be at the club, certainly initially, every day. I see this now as a full-time job, and Max sees it as a full-time job as well. So I'm going to be supporting the strategy of the board, helping Neil achieve the strategy of the board, but at the same time helping everybody within the football club, whether it be the manager, to open up doors. I know every chairman, you know, every chief executive, these are the people that, you know, recently voted and elected me to be their representative on the board of the Football League and on the council of the FA. So I have great relationships with football clubs. And if we are looking at bringing players in, or, you know, if the reverse happens, that I'm able to potentially open a door for the negotiators to go and do the business.
Absolutely.
But what I want to do is make sure that everybody at the football club feels valued and feels special.